Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Tonight. It has been a wonderful week, and I hope that yours were the same. Tonight, we are going to talk about ensure your spiritual growth, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's coming from 2 Peter 3:18. The starting point for our spiritual life is to complete surrender to the love of Christ. But it is essential that we continue to grow. Most people desire to grow. Children want to be adults. Short people want to be taller. Weak people want powerful and muscular bodies. And they pursue the best method for maximum growth. Parallel can be drawn to our spiritual lives. If we do not diligently pursue the best method, we will not grow spiritually. When the hunger for spiritual growth is not satisfied, we will be handicapped and lack spiritual vigor. Just as you care for your body, you should constantly care for your spirit by nourishing it with the Word of God. In this way, you will lay a sturdy foundation for growth, for spiritual growth. You will develop an awareness of the presence of Christ so that He can guide you as you grow in Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your understanding to the true meaning of His eternal word. Do this and you will find that you begin to develop the full spiritual potential. Are you out there watering, I mean, planting flowers because the sun and it's springtime. When you plant that seed or a flower in the ground, you must nurture it in order for it to grow. That is the same thing that what God is saying, that you will have to, in order for you to grow, you must nurture the word, his word. And his word is from the Bible. So just like you would water your even your house plant, whenever that plant needs water, it droops. And it will continue to droop. And then after, if you don't water it, it's going to turn yellow. Once you put water in, it just perks up. That is the same thing that you do when you read the Word of God. It's enlightened and also give you that knowledge that you need. It gives you comfort in reading it. And also, it allows you to give you the strength to believe in what God is saying to you as you read it each and every day. So, just like a flower, it needs water. It needs food in order for it to grow. And that is the same thing in this passage that I just read. You must nourish it with the Word of God. And what I'm going to also talk about tonight is words and quotation that you can live by. It's going to be lots of them. I have this book that has lots of quotation and words to live by. Now, some of them might not make sense, but some of them is will be meaningful. But there are many that has a lot of meaning, and you've heard these. It's old saying, how older people would say, it's old saying. And I'm going to be reading some of these quotation tonight just to give you a little bit more than just the spiritual feeding. The greatest use of life is spent for it sometimes that will outlast it. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed and overall and look like work. Work. Thank God for the swing of it. For the hammering ring of it. That's one saying that it's not very understandable. Diligent is the mother of good luck. And God gives all things to industry. Strong lives are motivated by dynamic purposes. Art is a right reason in the doing of work. When the going gets tough, let the tough get going. I'm sure we're all familiar with that one. Turn your stumbling block into stepping stones. I am sure you understand that. That's not word for word in the Bible, but that would have saying, let God handle your stepping stone. Turn your stumbling block to him, that's your burden to him, and let him be the stepping stone for you. Always take an emergency leisurely. We have a problem. Now, this doesn't make much sense. It says, we have a problem. Congratulations. But it's a tough problem. Then double the congratulations. Well, whatever that means. Men are born to succeed, not to fail. Choose your rut carefully. You'll be in it for the next 10 miles. If at first you don't succeed, try again. That's one of my famous ones. Never despair, but if you do, work on in despair. It is a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the best, you very often get it. Problems are only opportunities and work clothes. When the rock is hard, we get harder than the rock. When the job is tough, we get tougher than the job. To every disadvantage, there is a corresponding advantage. There is no sense in the struggle, but there's no choice but to struggle. Yes, we have no choice but to struggle sometimes. God doesn't promise that we will always have a great life and no trials and tribulation. Strong people are made by a opposition like kites that goes up against the wind. Grant me the courage not to give up every thought I think is hopeless. One today is worth two tomorrow. Never leave that till tomorrow, which you can't do for today. That is a very famous saying as well. Still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. I'm not going to continue to read too much of these. I wanted to read some of these different old saying. The Bible tells us that a sparrow does not fall without God's notice. I know He will help us meet our responsibility through His guidance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God asks no man whether he will accept life. This is not the choice. You must take it. The only question is how. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes away except God. But God alone is sufficient. God gives us always strength enough and sense enough for everything He wants us to do. Well, let me say that again. God gives us always strength enough and sense enough for everything He wants us to do. Is that true? Yes, it is for me. Yes, He gives us strength. And He gives us wisdom. Both, and gives us wisdom and understanding to do the things that He put in our hearts to do for Him. The first and the finest lesson that parents can teach their children is faith and courage. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Whatever I am, God is. Prayer begins where human capacity ends. Work as if you lived 100 years. Pray as if you were to die tomorrow. Prayer may not change things for you, but it is for sure changes you for things. God listens to our weeping when the occasion itself is beyond our knowledge, but still within his love and power. Lord, I shall be very busy this day. I may forget thee, but do not thou forget me. Yeah, sometimes we do forget about God, but he never forgets us. There are three answers to prayer. Are you ready for this? There are three answers to prayer. Yes, no, and wait a while. And the last one is having patience, because a lot of us do not have patience, including myself. We don't want to wait. We want God to answer our prayer right away. Yes, sometimes God says yes, and sometimes he says no. And sometimes he says, just wait a while. It must be recognized that no is an answer as well. When you have a problem, pray about it. And what comes to mind and stay there, assume to be an answer. And this has been the right so often that I know it is God's answer. Prayer is a cry of distress, a demand for help, a hymn of love. And what God says so often, ye have not because ye ask not. There is a trust in the Lord with all your might and lean not to your own understanding. Well, these were some. Here's one more that I want to read. Do all the good you can by all the means you can and all the way you can and all the places you can at all times you can to all the people you can as long as you ever you can. So always do all you can, wherever you are, or wherever you can. So that's all I would like to read from this book. There are some very good quotations and words that we can live by. And I would like to end by reading Faith Requires Trust. Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net. That's coming from Luke 5:5. That's the disciples talking to Jesus. Many people think that true faith is an unattainable dream. They will sometimes be reluctant to admit that other people's faith is rewarded, but they doubt whether faith will work in their own lives. The Bible provides us with ample proof of reality and the reward of faith in the lives of ordinary people. One of the great misconceptions about true faith is that you can simply ask God what you want from God and then sit back and wait for it to happen. The disciple once labored hard throughout the night without catching any fish. They were experienced fishermen, and they knew that they had no fish to catch. Yet, at Jesus' words, they let down the net once more. According to the scripture, they caught so many fish that the net began to break. And so their faith was rewarded. Think about us. We do the same thing. We have to have proof before we have faith. When you lay a matter before God, you should trust him so much that you will be willing to accept his will and be obedient to the prompting of his Holy Spirit. Forget about what other people think or say. Trust God. Trust him unconditionally, and he will reward your faith. Faith requires trust. Trust requires belief. And belief requires hope. That's the end of our show tonight. I have a few announcements. But let your week chew on faith. Chew on whether you have totally and unconditionally trust in God. Well, we have several things that are going on in the next chapter of Widow Ministry. We are planning our 10th anniversary for September the 3rd, Saturday in September. I think our theme is going to be hats off. Sheila and I need to finalize that. Hats off. We are going to be wearing hats for our anniversary. Our anniversary colors are silver and purple. So get ready your hats together. It can be whatever those two colors. It can be black as well if you want to. And this accessorizes everything else with purple and silver. The other thing, we are going on a trip to Savannah in June 7th, 8th, and 9th. I hope that you will be a part of that trip. We are excited about going to tour Savannah, Georgia. We are going to go to several famous restaurants. One is the Paula Deen restaurant, as well as Crab Shack. And we were all going to be going to the beach. So get your bathing suit ready, your bikini, or whatever you want to wear. Get ready to get some sun and just play in the water like you used to when you were a young person. So just get ready to have some fun. We're going to be doing some other things. We're going to get that together. So I hope that you will be able and tell your friends, family, church members, neighbors, anyone and everyone to be a part of this trip to Savannah. The next thing on the list, we are still working on our testimony to write our first book and also a handbook. So we have a lot of different things going on, and we need your support and getting those things done. Our monthly meeting is this coming Saturday, but the only thing I have a few things going on, so the only thing I'm going to require to happen on Saturday, you can come between 9 and 10 and drop off your deposit. If you haven't gotten it out to me yet, you can come by Saturday and drop it by between 9 and 10. Or you can put it in the mail, whatever's convenient. I have breakfast to go to to the First Lady of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So I want to be able to leave on time there. So we're not going to have a regular meeting. You can drop off your payment. You can give me a call if you have questions between 9 and 10 about others that might be interested and coming on the trip. Sheila will be sending the email out with the flyers out probably by tomorrow. She's been busy with taxes, so tax season is somewhat over. She said she's still working on extensions. So that happens when people don't have their stuff together. She's going to be getting those flyers out, and also I will have flyers where I'll be taking it to my church, and I want you to do the same thing. So print those flyers and get those, get everybody. We need 40-plus people on that bus. We're getting a lot of good comments. I've gotten a lot of people interested. So I really feel that we're not going to have a problem getting that bus, you know, that amount of people ready, because I think it's over half filled already. So keep it coming. I know if they can't get it to me during this week, they can get it to me by Saturday if possible. We are not going to turn anyone away. They might have to double up on their payment. They might have to give two payments instead of one payment if they can't get it to me until next week. So just knowing that we don't want to turn anyone away because we want to fill the bus. So that is it for tonight. I hope that now next week I'm going to have some information. I want you to be a part of this program by when you sign in, when you call in, click in so you can be on the air. I have some questions I need to ask, comments. I want these comments from you, feedback. So be ready to be on the show with me next week to answer and make comments about some topics I'm going to be talking about next week. And invite your one other thing that I want to mention, too, that has not happened recently. We have not, most of the time when I get a referral from a widow that someone has had a loss, it's normally from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. I have not gotten any referrals from any of my widows lately. I hate to say this, but people are still dying. And I know their spouses are still dying out there. It's a sad thing, and that's why we're here to help them. At your time, that someone that you're close to or someone that you are concerned about, get their name and number and get them to be a part of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. That's what the ministry is all about. Recently, the last one I had a referral from was this past, in the last, I think, 4 months, four, 6 to 4 months. So that's not unusual. So that means you guys are not referring people to this ministry and to help them. That's what we are here for. This ministry is here to encourage widows as they go through their journey through dealing with this grief of a spouse. So please, I would say, be like Peter, James and John and the disciples. They're out there. Once they came aboard with Jesus, they were there helping him to get the message out, encourage people, heal people. So that's what we want to do. We want to encourage and embrace those widows so they can get out. Well, that's the end of our show. Have a blessed week, and think about this. Faith requires trust.
trust requires belief, and belief requires hope. All those things together, hope, belief, trust, faith. You need that all to get through each and every day and different trials and tribulation as we go through life. Love you, and have a great week. Be blessed. Tune in again. Same time next week, next Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship. To praise the meeting in the midst of a trial.